Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Friday, September 4th, 2015. You're in for an eye-opening broadcast today. For over the past many months, I'm sure you've been inundated with news coverage on this signing a deal with Iran, hearing many various viewpoints. Well, a few days ago, co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo and I got Peggy Shapiro on the phone. She's the Midwest director of Stand With Us. And wait till you hear what she has to say after reading the 147-page document, why, from her point of view, the deal is totally unacceptable, what will be some of the consequences we face if it moves forward, and what we can do about it. You'll hear her talk about that with this deal, nothing gets dismantled. The inspections about being anytime, anywhere are not going to happen, and in fact, it'll be done by the Iranian people. That the military gets a free pass, sanctions are being lifted, there's this great grandfather clause, and Iran will be nuclear armed in the next 10 to 15 years. Here at Great News Radio, we don't take political stances, but we felt this was a real important topic, and Peggy has some great expertise. She's coming to the Community Evangelical Free Church this Sunday, September 6th at 6 p.m., a free event. No need to register, just show up. Here's my opening introduction as recorded a few days back. Well, thank you, Peggy, for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. You're the Midwest director of Stand With Us, and you're coming to our area on Sunday night, September 6th. And I think our radio listeners are in for a real treat. I've heard you speak. I think it was about 3 or 4 years ago you were in Gibson City with your mom, and you had such a powerful presentation, a passionate, informative, encouraging. We were very blessed by what you said and shared in the topic. So much so that the next day, on Monday, I played the recording over the air. And so I'm looking forward to you sharing, but it's going to be on a different topic. It's going to be about this Iran deal and the possible concerns, the concessions that are being made, and what is wrong with it. So how about introducing yourself to our Great News Radio listener and what you hope to accomplish in the coming days?
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Jason. And thank you to the Great News Radio family. I'm so appreciative of your allowing me to be on and share some of my concerns. We have a deal going on now that the U.S. and other nations have reached with Iran. And it would be wonderful, blessed, to have an agreement which would stop Iran from becoming a nuclear weapon state. I would welcome it. I'd be able to sleep at night. Stand With Us, whom I represent, would welcome it. And most of all, Israel and the people who love Israel and the people who love the United States would welcome such a deal. Unfortunately, that's not what we have. So today, with your permission, I'd like people to be informed about what is unacceptable about the deal. What are some of the consequences we can face, and then what we can do about it if we do it together?
Peggy, could you set the stage or at least give us a foundation of what is the deal and what's not? Somebody forwarded me recently a copy of the deal, and I opened it up and I started to read it, and then I thought it would be easier to get out those instructions that I have for putting together furniture and trying to figure that out, because it was so convoluted I couldn't understand it. I mean, and let alone it was overwhelming, and so you look at it and you go, I don't even know if I have enough time before my next birthday to read this. So could you help lay a foundation for us and tell us what is in this deal and what this deal accomplishes and it doesn't accomplish?
Oh, I did read it. I read it, and every page I turned, all 149 pages, my stomach churned. So let me tell you, there's so much wrong with it, but let me just tell you six things that are horribly wrong with it. One, there is no dismantling of what Iran has. Their centrifuges are still going to be running. Their heavy water reactor in Iraq is going to be running. Everything is going to still be going. Nothing is being taken apart. So it's kind of like you say, I don't want you to use the microwave, so we're going to take it out of the kitchen and put it in the living room. that's not the same as taking the microwave and throwing it in the garbage. So it's the same thing. Everything is in place, and they are continuing full speed ahead. So then we heard we're going to have anywhere, anytime inspections. Okay, that would be good. But that's not the case. Iran, we just found out, has the right to submit its own samples at the Parchin, which is the military facilities. They have 24 days to agree to an inspection, and they sit on the committee that decides whether there should be an inspection. Now, tell me what's wrong with this. If you wanted to test an athlete for drugs, would that athlete be allowed to sit on the committee, decide whether he needs the test, have 24 days to hide and deceive, and be able to submit without anyone knowing his own samples, and he could get anyone to submit the samples? And this is for something minor, which is, it's a bad thing for an athlete to take drugs, but it's not like somebody who wants to blow up the world. And this is how the deal stands now. The latest piece about Iran submitting its own samples was just released because it was in a secret deal with the Atomic Energy Commission. So that's two. They don't dismantle anything. The inspections are a joke. And there is a military dimension to this. The deal wasn't supposed to have anything to do with items other than nuclear weapons. So we know that Iran has some pastors who are being held hostage. They said, no, we cannot work on the release of these Americans who are being held hostage because that's not part of the agreement. So at the very last minute, Iran said, well, we want you to take off the military embargo. And we said, sure, why not? And now that means that Iran can acquire intercontinental ballistic missiles. Those are not intended for Israel. They're not intended for the Middle East because Iran already has missiles that can reach Israel and the Middle East and parts of Europe. Those ICBMs have New York marked on them. They're meant to reach us. Why would we give them that capacity to not only prepare what is necessary for a nuclear weapon, but have a delivery system? So then they said, well, we have sanctions. Yeah, the sanctions within the first year are going to be lifted. So Iran gets about a $150 billion sign-up bonus. Virtually all economic, financial, and energy sanctions would disappear. Now, Iran is already the world's largest state supporter for terror. What will they do with $150 billion? Are they going to build nursery schools, women's colleges, hospitals? I don't think so. I think they're going to be funding their terror proxies. So the sanctions are a joke. And there are two more things.
And our eyes are already rolling. It's like, how could we agree to this? Please don't tell us there's more. And these are just a few. These are the top six that come to mind.
These are the first four. This was supposed to stop Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Not delay, stop. Because we are giving them permanent sanctions relief. And what are we getting in return? Even if Iran complies, and they've already violated it, but even if they complied 100%, it means that in about 10 to 15 years, Iran would have the right to do what it's now doing illegally. They will have the complete right to manufacture and produce an unlimited number of nuclear weapons. Now, some people think, well, 10, 15 years, that's so far away. I have a 3-year-old grandson. He's going to be finishing high school then. What will his world be like if there is a nuclear Iran? We need a permanent deal because really the sanctions relief are permanent. We've heard people say, well, no, it's not permanent because we can snap back. We can snap back. Well, have you ever taken a big glass bowl, thrown it on the ground, watch it shatter into a million pieces, and say, okay, I'm going to snap it back? That's how we can snap back this deal. In fact, you don't have to believe me. You can look on page 20. It's section 37. Any of the deals and arrangements and financial things that have been made on the relief of sanctions will be held in place. They're going to be grandfathered in. So even if Iran violates everything and somebody makes an agreement tomorrow or next week or next month, those agreements will all be in place, grandfathered in. They cannot be snapped back. So nothing's taken apart. The inspections are a joke. There are military dimensions. The sanctions are permanent. In 10 years, 15 years, they will legally allow to have nuclear weapons. And snapback, if you believe that, I've got some swampland to sell you. So those are the top six things that are wrong with this deal. And we really need a better one. The world needs a better one. The U.S., my grandchildren need a better one, and your family does too. So what can possibly go wrong with such a deal?
What can possibly go wrong? And you and your family, you and your children, grandchildren, and your parents have a vested interest because you've seen kind of the betrayal or the turn a blind eye in the history of Israel and the history of even your own family, where persecution and treaties or agreements were never followed up on, were never followed at all. And there was obviously mistrust because of the nature of so much that has happened in past history to the Jewish people and to the state of Israel.
You are so correct. Now, when Neville Chamberlain, who wanted peace in his time, came back with waving a piece of paper that he got from Hitler, saying Hitler's not going to show any more aggression if they just give him part of Czechoslovakia. So Neville Chamberlain was so proud of this piece of paper that he is going to stop Hitler from being aggressive. That's not how you stop an imperialistic fascist regime. I love Winston Churchill. I go to him. Winston Churchill, Shakespeare, and the Bible. That's where I go for my three places for quotes. And when Winston Churchill heard that in Parliament, he said to him, "You are given the choice between war and dishonor. You chose dishonor, and you will have war." And that is a war that embroiled the entire world. Now, obviously, it affected my family because my parents are Holocaust survivors. They lost everyone. Between my parents, they lost 182 family members. So that war has a dramatic and profound effect, an indelible impression on my soul of what happens when you appease that kind of evil. But it was a war that started with the Jews, but it didn't end with the Jews. Millions and millions of people all over the world, millions of Americans, lost their lives because they went for a false peace. We pray for peace. We hope for peace. We work for peace. But we cannot be deceived by a false sense of peace, which empowers an evil regime. And I know that it might not be politically correct to call someone evil, but sometimes we find things that are evil. And the regime in Iran, to its own people, to the region, to the world, is a very, very negative and dangerous force.
When they made it very clear in some of their pronouncements or proclamations that their intent is the destruction of Israel, I still can't believe that they can get away with that. And Ayatollahs can say this and others can say that, is, yes, we are for the destruction of Israel. And it's just like, well, how can we work out agreements when that's still in their language, in their, I don't know, bylaws, their documentation?
Yeah.
That's what they exist for.
the destruction of Israel, and what are you supposed to arrange? Let's say they want to murder the 7 million Jews in Israel. You're supposed to compromise and give them only 2 million. How do you compromise with someone who wants to destroy a state and murder every single living Jew?
Hmm.
But what the Ayatollahs also say, and Americans need to hear, is that Israel is the little Satan. We are the big Satan. So the reason they hate Israel, because Israel represents to them the Western values, democracy, liberty, respect for human rights, all those things that we cherish. Israel holds those the same as we do in the United States, and that is for them uncomfortable, unacceptable. That's what they want to eradicate from the region and from the world. And if we let them, God forbid, take that away from Israel, then they know they have a power to go further and further. This is an imperialistic state. It's fascist. It doesn't matter what the religious component is. They have the same aims as any fascist imperialistic state. And if they aren't stopped, they will not stop themselves. You cannot just feed them this country or that country and think, okay, now they will be satiated. They're full. They will not stop until we stop them. So it depends how we're going to do this. The poor people in Iran who wanted to get rid of their regime, now they are going to have a regime that's much stronger. And if they ever try another green revolution, they have no chance, because Iran will be strengthened as a nation. They can put down any minority group even more successfully. The Christians, the Jews there, the Baha'is, they face a more bleak future now as a result of this deal. Terrorists are dancing in the street because their big brother, Iran, is now going to be able to fund them more lavishly. And I mean lavishly, because when you go to Hamas and those places, the leaders are not millionaires. The leaders there are billionaires.
Hmm.
So it's a holiday for terrorists.
In case you're just tuning in, we have Peggy Shapiro on the line with us. She's the Midwest director of Stand With Us, lives in the Chicagoland suburbs. She's coming to the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet on September 6th, Sunday night at 6 p.m.
Peggy, I have a quick question for you. A couple of thoughts as I was listening to you talk. This deal is meant to, in some way, shape, or form, by the authors of it. I'm not saying that this is what it does, clearly, but to stabilize that region. But it appears as though it destabilizes that region and actually creates an arms race within that region. I mean, if we're going to allow Iran to have nuclear weapons, why wouldn't we allow the Saudis or Iraq or any of those other countries to have equal and defensible munitions on their hands, too? I mean, does the deal speak to that at all?
The deal doesn't speak to it. What the Saudis and their neighbors, they understand very much what it means. And the Saudis are already shopping for nuclear weapons. They're not waiting. They can't afford to be in a region where Iran has hegemony. So the Saudis, the United Emirates, and others are shopping, and they're probably shopping in Pakistan. And again, I don't know that we want to make the terrorist-sponsored government in Pakistan wealthier either by being able to sell the arms and nuclear secrets. But it is going to be a nuclear arms race in the most volatile region of the world. It's throwing gasoline on a smoldering fire.
And the listener should be aware that I believe it's Brett Stevens writing for the Wall Street Journal let us know last week on Thursday that Moscow has announced the sale of state-of-the-art S-300 surface-to-air missiles to Iran. So there is already a supplier in place to deliver munitions to Iran.
Oh, we're going to see the death of global nonproliferation. It's going to be over. Now, to show you how honest the Iranian regime is, when they agreed to it in July 14th, the next week, a fellow by the name of Suleiman, who has been responsible for hundreds of American deaths and who is named in the deal as not being able to leave Iran, that's part of the deal, that's written in there, he was in Russia negotiating a weapons deal. So they've already violated, and they're getting weapons. And those missiles that they're getting will prevent a strike that another country like Israel might be able to launch. It will stop any kind of preventive part on Israel's side or anybody else who would want to stop them, because now they'll have further weaponry because we've released the arms embargo. To add insult to injury, I'll just tell you one more thing. If a country decides that they want to sabotage through computers or somehow sabotage electronically or some other way Iran's nuclear facilities, we have signed that we in the United States will come to the defense of Iran. It's beyond unbelievable. It's scary to think what kind of war we're going to have, how empowered a state like Iran will be, how much more terrorism, and our allies will all be undermined and threatened. We're on the precipice of the most dangerous war the world has ever seen. If Iran has nuclear weapons, and this deal doesn't prevent nuclear weapons, this deal guarantees that Iran will have nuclear weapons.
So out of all of that, Peggy, why should somebody tuning in and listening right now on either our 732 AM program or 732 PM program, why should they be at the Community Evangelical Free Church of Muhammad on Sunday night, September 6th at 6 PM when you're there sharing? Why should they come?
They should come because I'm not speaking about this in order to have people lose sleep, although there is good reason to lose sleep. The reason I'm speaking about this is because we as American citizens have a right and duty to tell our representatives how we feel about this and to demand that they vote no. There are rallies going on all over the United States. There are visits to congressional offices, senators' offices. We have to voice our opinion now as American citizens. Silence is not an option. And so we are going to meet and discuss ways in which we can effectively counter this deal and get people to vote no. The deadline is for their vote, for congressional vote, is September 17th, and that's why we're meeting earlier. So we still have time to act, and we must act. There is no other option than acting. And the one thing I want to tell you that I must share because it means so much to my heart, and that's an expression called, in Hebrew, called hineni. Translated means here I am. But those are the words when God called to Abraham or to Moses. They said, hineni, here I am. And when I called my Christian friends in your church, and Meg, who is amazing, and I said, I need help. The Jewish people needs help. The response I got from the churches was, hineni, here I am. We are here. It's an unconditional we are here. You called, we are here, and we are together. That makes all the difference between now and the situation in 1938 when Neville Chamberlain came back with that piece of paper. Is that we have major churches joining up with Jewish organizations, joining up with Hindu organizations. And they may not know the word in Hebrew, but they are saying that word, hineni, here I am.
Well, Great News Radio listeners, if you're kind of perplexed by all the news media and coverage and the spins on this Iranian deal that's being voted on and contemplated in the Congress and so forth, come out on Sunday night, September 6th, to the Community Evangelical Free Church in Muhammad, as Peggy Shapiro, who's the Midwest Director of Stand With Us, is going to open our eyes to some of what you have heard today and some other ways that we can take a role to get involved and inform our congressmen to vote no. And so we invite you out on that evening. And Jason, is there a phone number for them to call, or they just show up?
Just show up. We'll have more than enough room, and we'll even make some hot coffee.
Well, Peggy, thanks for being available for today's edition of Mark and Friends, and we'll be praying you up, and we look forward to you coming to the great town of Muhammad on September 6th.
And thank you, Mark, Jason, and thank you most of all to the Great News Radio family. I really appreciate it.
Well, that concludes a conversation we recently recorded with Peggy Shapiro. She's the Midwest Director of Stand With Us. And she's coming to the Community Evangelical Free Church of Muhammad in a couple days on Sunday night, September 6th at 6 p.m. to discuss this very important topic and urgent situation. This is a free event. Just show up. No need to RSVP. Just come out at 6 p.m. this Sunday night at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Muhammad, right on Route 47 and Riverbend Boulevard. Maybe you know somebody that would benefit by hearing this broadcast. It is archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archived programs link. And when you stop by there, if you right-click on the MP3 file or the Windows Media file, you can copy the link address into an email and pass it on to a friend so they can hear this program too. We certainly want to be praying up what's best for this country and our nation and the world, and we know God's in control. But with all the news coverage, we felt this would be an important topic to have somebody lay it out in a clear and understandable way so that we can be better informed and able to be more specific in our prayers. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
The olive trees that stand in silence upon the hills of time, to hear the voices of the city as bells of evening chime.
The shofar sounding from the temple to call the world to prayer. The shepherd pauses in